Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is Somatic Healing Sessions. I'm Rachel Chase, and it is March 24th, 2024. Today I'm recording episode 22. 22. Oh, a beautiful number. And it's a perfect number that represents this moment in time as we approach the full moon in Libra. And Libra is all about relationships. And 22 is a master number for relationships because two is about that connection that we have with each other. And the 22 magnifies that. You know, it really draws attention to the two, right? So, first, I want to thank those of you who have been reaching out to me. I'm really feeling very honored and blessed. This is just a fun, wonderful process I like to do to share these healing sessions. And to know that you're getting so much benefit from it is just awesome. I'm so glad to hear it. So thank you for reaching out and letting me know in your emails. And those of you who've booked sessions with me, found me all around the world, and that's pretty amazing too. So I'm very excited to just say thank you to all of you who have been giving me that feedback that these sessions are helping you. And so let's just dive into the session today. And for those of you who are new, you're welcome to go back to session one and go through all of the 21 plus sessions to enjoy the process of somatic healing with me and learn maybe some new things about your connection with your mind and your body and your consciousness and this thing we call the quantum field, where everything is here now in the present moment, and we can connect into that through the power of our minds. So our mind can be both a place where we delude ourselves and we go down the rabbit hole in limited consciousness, but it's also a place where we can transcend and go into a portal of consciousness that connects us into the realms of truth of who and what we really are as energy beings, as interconnected essences that we call humans. And we're connected with all of life, right? The animals, the stars, the planets, the earth, and everything has this energy that imbues it all. And that's pretty irrefutable at this point. And so we're gonna we tap into that awareness in these sessions. And usually what I do is I will bring us into relaxation. So you're going to find a place to sit or lie down and be comfortable where you can be undisturbed and just listen and tune into the healing energy within yourself, within your heart and your breath, and that you can start to tap into what is possible here and what might come through for your healing today. And we're just going to see where this goes. We're going to let the energy go, flow, let it flow and go along on this journey together. And the way in is through the breath, my friends. The way in is through the breath. So I'd like you to take a few deep breaths and I'll share the intention for this session today. Breathe in through your nose and release it all out the mouth. Just let it out, let it out, let it out. And do that one more time. In and out. And third time is the charm. Here we go. In all the way. And out all the way. And so you guessed it, the theme for this session is healing your relationships. Healing your relationships with yourself, with life, with the mystery, with others, with anything and everything, because it's all in relationship, right? We are all in relationship on every level. And because this is somatic healing, we're going to use the body. We go into the body to find the wisdom and to unlock areas that are locked up, blocked up, whatever you want to call it, where there's those spaces and places where we get in our way, or there are other things that have gotten in our way that are kind of lingering around. And we just want to be gentle and tender and soft with ourselves. So notice where maybe you're holding on to tension right now, or gripping or clenching anything in your body. And just be aware of that and take a deep breath into those areas. And let all out a nice long sigh. Open your mouth, your jaw. Move your shoulders, your back, your hips, your legs. Stretch your body to move whatever needs to move and open what needs to open. Maybe your chest is contracted and you can open that up a little bit. Open your heart space. Relax your belly area and your lower back. Just kind of release it if it's clenched, soften it. Even your feet, notice, are you holding your feet? Are they clenched up a little bit? Your hands, your back, your shoulders, your face. Imagine your body can just kind of melt a little bit here. And so we start to open up this way so that whatever emotions have been kind of gently suppressed under the surface, or maybe they've been kind of locked up down there for a while, so that those suppressed emotions, those energies that are stored there, can gently be released. And as you breathe and send that breath awareness down into your heart and down into those areas where you've felt those suppressed emotions, perhaps down in the gut usually, or the chest or the throat, or maybe in another area. Usually it's in that torso area or the throat, because these are our emotional centers. A lot, sometimes it's in the head. Sometimes you might feel it right in the center of your head. Emotion centers here, right? This is where we feel. This is where we sense, right? The gut, down below the gut, the chest, belly. This is where we sense, right? Where we feel, where we notice things happening, where our body is communicating with us something. And so this is where we want to bring the attention to, just down, bring it down and into your body. Take another deep breath. And we're going to just tap into a little bit of forgiveness work right now. And this has to do with relationships, right? We're going to use it for the self first, for yourself, for yourself. Maybe there's something from your past, or recent past, distant past, I don't know. Just kind of feeling into that. Where have you been hard on yourself? Where do you still beat yourself up over something you did or said? Or you still kind of, jab at yourself. Oh God, did I say that right? I should have. Am I doing this right? Did I kind of second guess yourself or doubt yourself. Even that is a form of like judging. And judging is a kind of punishment in a way. Where do you feel that in your body as I'm saying these words? Take a deep breath there and just feel it. Oh, let out that nice sighing. Oh, just let out some sound. Make room there in your body where you're feeling this. Anywhere that you can forgive yourself right now. It's not like, oh, I can't let myself off the hook for that. That kind of a thing. Is it that for you around something? What is it for you that your forgiveness work is around right now for yourself? We all have different, different things, different stories, different reasons to forgive ourselves. The way we beat ourselves up for the choices that we made or the regrets. Or that I should have done this, and if I would have done this, then it would have been that, and it could have been the other thing, and but it wasn't. And this is what happened, and here we are. And so when we talk about acceptance of what is, a big part of that is forgiveness, right? So just breathe with that. Allow your emotions to be felt around this. Try to let go of the analytical mind around this. Just let go of the analyzing and go down into the feeling. What would it be like if you just forgave yourself? What would it feel like if you forgave yourself? Take a big breath with that and say, I'm willing to forgive myself. I'm willing to forgive myself. I am forgiving myself. It's time to forgive myself. I thank myself for this forgiveness. I love myself. Thank you. Thank you. I'm willing. Yes, I take responsibility. Mistakes were made. But that's not me now. This is me now. I've learned what I needed to learn from that. And yes, maybe it was a difficult lesson, a really hard thing. That happened. Maybe there were consequences. Maybe you got hurt. Maybe others got hurt. Maybe there were these results that lingered and, affected your life for the rest of your life, even, right? But can you keep beating yourself up over it? Is that going to help? Just feel what that feels like, the beating myself up feeling. What is that doing to your body? Where do you feel that? I feel it in my heart. It's like a broken heart when we can't forgive ourselves, when we keep punishing and we keep getting angry toward ourselves about something, about this, about that, if only this, if only that, all that anger, regret, beating ourselves up over the things we did and said. We can be so hard on ourselves. So take a breath with that. This is about your relationship with yourself. And imagine the effect this will have on your relationships with others when you feel that total relief. So take a breath with that. Let it out. Let out a sigh. Move your body. Let your body just be kind of guided by that place in you that is feeling this feeling, and open that area and massage that area. And gentle, this is gentle, very gentle. Be so gentle with yourself. Slow movements. Breathing in, breathing out, letting go, moving your shoulders, moving your head. Breathing in, breathing out. Rocking your body. I'm willing to forgive myself. Yeah, and every time you go down that road of beating yourself up again, catch yourself first. Notice you're about to go there and come back here to this feeling right here, to the breath. Come back to your heart. I'm willing to forgive myself. And yeah, you might say, God, how many times do I have to do this? Over and over and over until it softens. And softens and softens and softens and softens. Gets softer and softer over time. So it's like, hard clay that you kind of have to shape it slowly. And when it gets worked, it finally becomes more malleable and you can shape it and form it. But it takes time to work it in there. That's what this forgiveness is. It's like the heart has hardened around something. There's been walls created inside that got rigid around something you're just not quite willing to forgive yourself for. Now, can you see how this translates into your relationships with others too? Right. So this relationship work is about openness, curiosity, forgiveness. Forgiveness has many levels and layers, and there are many things that are harder to forgive than others, and many things that you say, I want to forgive this thing that someone's done, but what they've done was just too hard to forgive. You have every right to feel what you feel. Noticing the difference, and the types of forgiveness work is important. Discerning what's appropriate with each relationship, right? So maybe there's some things that are happening in your relationship with others, maybe at work or in your family or, your loved ones, your friendships. Is there something inside of you that is holding a grudge or holding on to an idea about the other person that is keeping you from coming together? And maybe you might say, yeah, but it's not me, it's them. They really need to da 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 da. Okay, well, maybe they do, but just as much as they need to do whatever it is they need to do, you've got your own side of it too. And so this is going to depend very much on the relationship, right? So bring to mind whatever the relationship is that you would like to bring healing around, and take a deep breath with that. And think about the relationship, think about the person or people, think about your role in the situation, think about your needs in the situation. Where are those needs coming from? Is it survival? Is it communication? Is it power exchange? Is it creative ideas? Is it spiritual ego? Is it confusion? What's going on in that relationship? Bring up the feelings in your body. Take a deep breath and open up to that beautiful energy of compassion that wants to come into the situation. Imagine that it has a color and a vibration and a sensation, and it's made of light. Maybe it's like a beautiful sparkles in it or something like that. Just this lovely energy of compassion, like a wave. It just kind of slowly comes in into your heart and goes down into your body and into the space between you and the others involved in the relationship. And bring some softening in into the heart space. Notice where you're holding anything about the relationship inside that's hurting, the wounds or the hurt that has happened. Maybe it's loss, maybe it's grief. Maybe it's something that needs to be let go or embraced, or how can you relax your mind around it a little bit? Invite in a possibility for a new understanding about the situation. And take a breath with that. Go down into your body. Notice what's going on there. Notice your skin, the sensations in your body, in your legs, in your feet, in your back. Feel the temperature inside. Invite in some warmth. Invite in a hug. Hug yourself. Make a little humming sound in your heart. Hum. Let that humming move through your body. Let it travel through your belly. And just surround the situation. Yourself, the past, the present, the future, surrounded in light, surrounded in peace, and surrounded in blessings and love. And then come back to your body and slowly open your eyes and just think about the whole situation, everything that's come to mind in this process today with yourself and others. Just think about how it's all held in this space of love and that it's all connected with everything that ever was and ever will be. And love is permeating the whole situation. It's permeating your body, your mind, your words, your actions. And it's in your heart. It's beating through your heart right now. You just feel that. Just feel it. I am sending you all so much love. And I invite you to maybe write down what you just experienced, any reflections. And I'm going to do another somatic healing session around relationships for sure. I feel this is a big one for all of us. So. Just take a deep breath here. Be in the space of connection. Just stay connected with yourself. Get some water. Go very slow as you move about the rest of your day. Very slow. Stay present to your heart space. And if you'd like to go deeper into this work with me and work through anything else that's coming up for you at this time, you're welcome to reach out and book a session. You can do so on my website, Rachel at rachelchase.com, or email me. Actually, that's my email, Rachel at rachelchase.com. And my website is rachelchase.com. And I also have some online courses that you might want to check out, rachelchasecourses.com. And those are. So an energy healing, I also have an ebook there on my Rachel Chase courses site for healing with self-compassion that you might enjoy. And it's only $7. Let me know if you receive a benefit from this podcast, from these sessions. I'd love to hear from you. Shoot me an email. Reach out anytime. I'd love to work with you, even if you're on the other side of the world. We can work out the time difference. Seems to be working with Italy so far, so that's cool. Have a blessed and beautiful day, everyone. Take care. See you next time.